It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330.
Yes, it is Lander Biz. I'm Shereen Herrera, Owen Sweeney back in action, and
hello,
we have Justice Jacobs. It sounds like a superhero name. And ladies and gentlemen, he's the superhero of State Farm Insurance. He's Justice Jacobs with State Farm Insurance, an agent here in Lander. First off, Justice, welcome to the Lander Biz Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. How long have you been living in this area?
So I grew up in Lander, and then like most high school students, thought it was the worst place in the world and moved away for about 14 years. I went to Laramie for 5 years, obtained my undergrad in finance, and then my brother was in San Diego, moved out there with him for 3 years, made a roundabout back to Fort Collins and Cheyenne. And then 2014, moved back to Lander. So been back in Lander and involved in the community since 2014.
Well, we've talked a lot on Lander Biz about some of the youth leaving and how can we get them to come back? Well, Justice is a prime example of getting them to come back, having a business here in the area, being a part of the community, being active as well, and promoting more retention here too with some of the youth and employees. And we talk a lot about that here with Lander Biz. So Owen, we'll get started here and not only talk more about State Farm Insurance, what they offer and what Justice in particular offers, but Justice, first off, what do you like to do? I know you wrestled. You were mentioning that in high school. I'm a big fan of wrestling programs. And so do you help with that? Or
Yes, I do help with wrestling. Certainly not the head coach, but try to be as involved as I can. I have three young boys, one which just turned 10 yesterday, a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. So all three of them are wrestling now. And then my oldest just pointed out to me that this is his 6th year wrestling.
Wow.
And he's in... Yeah, fourth grade this year. So
that's impressive.
Yeah, and we'll be traveling here around the state for the USA program, and looking forward to that.
Cool.
Justice Jacobs has his business, 990 Main Street in Lander, and this is Lander Biz, where we get to ask the expert. So we'll start off first about, let's run down some of the different insurances and options that you provide, because you do have kind of a big array, a big umbrella, I should say, for the stuff you offer, Justice.
Yes. So State Farm, we... do offer a lot of different products. What we're best known for is home and auto insurance and life insurance. However, mm-hmm. we do have various other lines as well. So, you know, what we do is we try to just take an individual approach within the household and take a look at what our customers' risks are and what might keep them from achieving their goals. So that is our primary objective. So along with that, we do have a large product line. Of course, the auto home, life, like I mentioned. Additionally, we do take care of our seniors with Medicare supplements. Medicare.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Medicare only pays a certain amount, and in many cases, medical providers charge significant amounts over and above that. So is a large financial decision for our seniors as they turn 65 and get on Medicare. We also do business insurance and farm ranch. And we're also still in the banking business, so we do mortgages as well. So those are our primary products that we offer to take care of our customers.
Wow, I didn't know that. So talk more about what kind of business insurance that you offer.
Yes, so business insurance, primarily most of our businesses are businesses on the main street, the farm ranch, that's business as well. Mm-hmm. We don't do a lot with contractors, a little bit, but not much with the general contractors. We don't do a lot with oil field contractors either.
Okay.
We're talking with Justice Jacobs. We're talking insurance and everything involved with that. Well, let's hop to auto insurance, since that is one of your main insurances that you provide. Everybody needs it. It's something you have to make sure you have, mm-hmm. Justice. So let's run down a few frequently asked questions. For example, when I rent a car, does my coverage extend from my auto insurance with State Farm?
Yes. So with State Farm, your coverage does extend to an auto that you're renting. at the same limits that you have. So when you're at the counter and they are trying to get you to upsell you on the insurance, you are already covered with that. Now, the important thing to keep in mind is that if you do not have what's termed most commonly as full coverage, comprehensive, and collision, if you go and rent a car, you will not have full coverage if you do not have full coverage on your auto at home.
All right. That makes sense.
And that is in the United States and Canada. I can't speak for
internationally,
Mexico
and
internationally. Yes.
So if I purchase a new car or trade in my car, do I have coverage on that new vehicle?
That's a good question. Yes, you do. So with State Farm, you do have coverage for 14 days. If you are out at Fremont shopping or out of town for that matter, anywhere, it doesn't matter, you automatically have coverage for 14 days at the same limits that you have on your auto at home. So if you're purchasing a car late Saturday night, no need to call in Saturday night. Just give us a ring Monday morning or Tuesday, and we'll get everything taken care of.
Got it set up. Great.
That's a nice resource and option as well. To go off some of the auto insurance questions, and we'll go back to a couple frequently asked questions here involving auto insurance, because really that is kind of prime time. Everybody needs it. How do people get a hold of you mostly with insurance? You know, back in the day, it was a different story. Now people are getting online, on Facebook, calling, I assume, too, because of course that's Wyoming. I'd still like our phones.
We still have phones.
We still like to talk one on one. What are you seeing, people? How are they getting a hold of you mostly?
Yeah, it's interesting how the behaviors of the consumer have changed, not only, you know, pre-COVID, but even now after COVID. I read a statistic the other day, and I think it's 70% of all auto quotes are started online. So with that said, we are seeing a lot of individuals who go online to shop, and then we get notification that they are shopping online. However, one of the good things about State Farm is we're kind of a hybrid in the sense that you can log on to State Farm, and you can access your information that way if you're kind of a do-it-yourselfer. If you're more a little more traditional and you like to do business in person, you're welcome to walk in and do business face-to-face. And we do some who, you know, they like to come in once a year to review their insurance, but, you know, if they don't have their insurance card, they can log in online and get their insurance card. With that said, still, the majority of our customers are walking in to the office physically to obtain quotes if they're considering moving their insurance.
And remember, if you are listening and you want to stop by and say hi to Justice, 990 Main Street in Lander, I'm on the website right now, statefarm.com. You're going to click on agents, you're going to go to Wyoming, you're going to go to Lander, and then you're going to see Justice Jacobs there. Super user-friendly. You could literally click on a call agent, email agent, pay a bill, or get your ID card as well as a quote. So I love how user-friendly that is, but also independent, which I know a lot of folks in Wyoming like. They don't want to jump through those hoops. They don't want to go to a 1-800 number, and there is the 307 right there, which we all love to see. I know I look for that when I'm looking for stuff. So let's go back to some of our frequently asked questions. This is Lander Biz. Ask the expert, Justice Jacobs with State Farm Insurance in Lander. Does coverage through State Farm cover all those rock chips that I get when I'm going on I-80? Mm-hmm. Huh? Windshield?
Windshield.
Yeah? No?
Yes. So it can be covered. With State Farm, your windshield is covered subject to your comprehensive deductible.
Okay.
So if a windshield is a concern, we can have set your deductible as low as zero, nothing out of pocket. Mm-hmm. So with comprehensive, it not only covers windshields, but the way I think of it is it's physical damage to your vehicle caused by anything that's basically out of your control. So hail damage, wind, theft, fire, also hitting an animal. Those are all comprehensive. So when we set, if we set that deductible to $100, any of those causes of loss to your vehicle, including glass, that's what you're going to be paying out of pocket.
All right. Well, it's good to know about that, because I know a lot of people always question about their windshield and whether or not, and not knowing too, that that could save you a lot of money if you're going to, you know, need to get it fixed or repaired.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We've had to do it. So.
And now we're seeing windshields with these vehicles who have a lot of technology in them, the tracking system. Upwards of $1,700 for a windshield.
Some of them have that like heat stuff in them too, and if you have to repair something like that, I'd imagine it would be a lot more intensive than just a regular windshield repair, where your insurance really could come in handy.
Yeah, and it can vary. We're seeing windshields, you know, as low as $250 all the way up to $1,700. So it's good to know what it costs to replace your particular windshield when thinking about what your risks are.
So here's a question that sort of combines auto and homeowners insurance. So if my car is in my garage, is it covered under my homeowner's policy or my auto policy or both, or how does that work?
That's one of the most often asked questions. there is no coverage that extends to your auto from your homeowner's insurance.
Good to know.
So there would be no coverage for a boat, a snowmobile, four-wheeler, or auto under your homeowner's coverage. So you would need to have a specific policy on your auto with comprehensive coverage for it to be covered under those circumstances.
Okay, good to know. Here's another question about kind of extending a little bit. So if I have a trailer, of course, a lot of people pull trailers here in Wyoming. Is the trailer covered and or the contents that I'm hauling on the trailer, are those covered by my auto insurance policy?
So the way it works with the trailer is that there is and there isn't coverage. So where there is coverage is that if that trailer is connected to your vehicle that you're pulling with if you back that trailer into somebody at a gas station, or the trailer comes unhitched and causes either injury or damage to somebody else's property, your limits will extend from your vehicle that's pulling it. However, physical damage to that trailer is not covered underneath your auto unless you have an individual policy for that trailer.
Huh, interesting.
Well, and I don't like bringing this up, but I think it's ultra important, the fires down in Colorado, and just seeing how many of those people did not understand some of those things that have lost very valuable items that unfortunately are not covered under insurance. It's those rude awakenings sometimes like that that you need to, you know, remember, because there's so many people that are kicking themselves right now not knowing that they needed to have insurance, separate policy for this, or hey, maybe this was covered this way and I didn't know that. Now they're finding out, which is a benefit for them, but you need to know what is covered, what is not, and you need to be prepared, and that's where insurance comes in. There are a lot of people too down there that didn't have insurance justice, so talking about that and just the importance of, you know, all of that, the life insurance, the homeowners, you know, renters insurance even too as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, insurance is one of those things, it's not important until you need it.
Yeah.
That's why we try to be proactive to invite our customers in to review their insurance at a minimum of every 3 years. In many cases, we review insurance with our customers annually. You know, to your point with, you know, some of the devastation that happened down in Colorado, you know, State Farm's mission statement is to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Oh, unfortunately, a lot of, you know, people who didn't take the time to review coverage and all that in Colorado, really devastating, but it's a good learning lesson for all of us.
Yeah, and talks like this about prevention are important, and just knowing, I mean, somebody could be listening right now that, you know, may not have a policy, a separate policy on something, may have a question on whether or not, you know, is this covered, and, you know, just being prepared, because like you said, you don't think you need insurance until something happens, but you do, and you want to have it ahead of time. So again, we're talking with Justice Jacobs. Just, I love that name. I feel like you should either be a radio DJ, an attorney, or a superhero. But
it's going to be cape.
Just a guy.
Justice.
Just a guy.
Exactly.
Okay. Har.
We've talked about that. Yeah. A family man involved in wrestling here in the community. Lander Biz isn't just about the biz. We like to talk biz, but we like to talk about the community too.
Yeah, of course.
I know State Farm and you particularly obviously do a lot of stuff. One of our breads and butter of Wyoming and something I love is our farmers and ranchers. Let's talk a little bit more about some stuff that you cater to for those folks.
Yes. So farm ranch, I actually do also have an agricultural background. So my folks, they have a small ranch south of town. So I do understand agricultural, more specifically cow-calf operations. And we do have a farm ranch policy where we can meet the needs of our customers in the farm and ranch industry. So we can insure the home, the farm ranch liability, and then specifically endorse different pieces of equipment on as our customers see them or they need to be insured. So.
Yeah, well, it's neat. I mean, I think a lot of people know you, Justice, and they know your horses and your wagon.
I'm sorry. So. All this horse talk. What's up?
So I was raised up in, being raised in agriculturally, I was raised around horses as well. So I have a passion for teams of horses. When I was a kid, I remember a couple old-timers, Chuck Faulkner with Melody Liquor specifically, Harvey Branning, both having teams, along with a few others, Hofbauer. And so I remember seeing the horses driving around town.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of the Western vibe, the Lander is, the old cow town. As times went off, some of those old-timers have passed, and I feel like it was a little piece of Lander that's went bye-bye, and I missed it. So my intent with my team of horses, so their names are Duke and Dawn. They're Percherons.
Oh, nice.
9 and 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So I have them in the 4th of July parade, just recently did. Light Up Lander.
Yeah.
And then at different events around the summer, I just offer them as a service to the community to be able to put a smile on some kid's face and give rides around town. They're pretty special to me.
Very special. That is so cool. One of my birthday presents when I was 25 was to spend a day with Dave Hansen and his family up in Montana with their Percherons. He had a big black one named Duke, and he was he's so big. I have pictures to this day. If you have kids, it's something I will never forget. Yeah, so thank you for bringing that to the area. And I can't wait for my nephew to. He's 8 years old. So every time I think about something that was nostalgic for me, I can't wait for him to be able to experience that. So thanks for bringing that, Justice.
Yeah, the Lander Expo this spring with the Farm and Ranch Expo by the Conservation District. We'll have the horses there giving rides. So.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, people love it. It's great. And it does capture that part of the town that in some ways is fading. So it's great to see kind of part of the younger, funny to call you me younger, but younger generations kind of stepping up and my own family, we're not farming and ranching at all. I mean, I came here from big city, but we've really embraced that. And my kids are remarkable with horses and they have a few of they have three of their own. They're my kids' horses and they've done a great job. So I love that folks are trying to kind of keep those connections to what kind of put Lander on the map.
What's the difference between a Percheron and a Clydesdale?
Difference between a Percheron and a Clydesdale. Clydesdales, of course, are the Budweiser horses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have more feathers, and so they're a little bit flashier. So they have more feathers off of their hocks and their tail and their mane. Clydesdales, they're pretty consistent in their coloring, where Percherons, they're more a little bit geared towards farm, pulling heavy. I mean, all draft horses can be used in that. But I think a lot of the Amish, they use the Percherons.
Mm. They're taller, too, it seems like.
Yeah, a little taller. And they can vary in their color. Oh, there's Dapple.
The black one.
The blacks. A lot of different differentiation in the color on the Percherons.
That's cool. Well, I can't wait to take my nephew to that spring expo and show him all there is to do with farm and ranching and also agriculture, but also seeing those horses will definitely be something that he remembers. All right, let's talk more insurance. Ask the expert, Justice Jacobs. We'll move on to homeowners insurance. Seems like every time I'm talking to somebody, they're talking about trying to fix a roof or what is the best roof or what am I doing? And so let's talk a little bit about homeowners policies covering roofs.
Yes. This is, a topic that I think really deserves a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. So what is covered on a roof? Yes and no, roofs are covered on homeowners policy. So if the damage to the roof is caused by wind or hail, then the roof is completely covered. Mm-hmm. Where I find a lot of misunderstanding is that a roof that's been on a home for 30 or 40 years, it clearly is worn out.
Yeah.
It does need to be replaced.
Right.
Because the life cycle of a roof is about 30 years. If there is no damage from wind or hail, there is no coverage for the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The roof is just worn out. But the way that the homeowner's policy is designed to cover homes and specifically roofs is that if it's just worn out but no damage from wind or hail, then there is no coverage under those circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. We had an unfortunate roof issue. We thought it started out as a water leak issue, but it turned out that they were able to determine that there was one shingle that had gotten blown off in the wind, and it exposed the under flashing.
Oh, the old shingles.
And it just went right down the wall. And so, we would have been out of luck. but it turns out it was because of that one little shingle that got blown off, and then the whole roof got replaced. So, yeah, I would definitely echo folks need to pay attention to that.
Well, you mentioned water damage, too, and that's a whole other thing, Justice, on, homeowners insurance as well, especially if you live in an area where you got some basement water, right?
Right.
I'd assume.
Or you live close to the river.
Yes.
Ah, dreams.
Yeah, that's, Lander and Riverton, a lot of Fremont County, a lot of rivers around here. So
Oh, yeah.
Something to keep in mind, because if you do live by a river, Flood is never covered, regardless of what company you're with, on a homeowner's policy.
Mm-hmm. You need to have a separate flood insurance?
Separate policy for, okay. Mm-hmm. To be covered for flood.
That's right.
And we do provide that through actually the National Flood Insurance Program. However, it does have, coverage has to be in place 60 days prior to the flooding. So mm-hmm. it's good to think about that before peak runoff of, I believe it's around June 13th mm-hmm. in that range. Mm-hmm. So if that is a concern, not covered on homeowners, but there is a solution to make sure your home is covered.
So let's switch over to life insurance. I've seen your billboards, you know, around, and you know, leave a legacy. So talk about that.
Yes, life insurance. It seems that it's not always a fun conversation, but an important conversation.
Critical.
In fact, I think it's a much more important conversation than setting the deductible on your auto. For those who have a young family specifically, I think it's the most important coverage there is out there. You know, everybody has a different need in terms of the age of their kids, where they're at financially. But when I think about life insurance, I think about probability versus consequence. And so probability has it that, you know, the three of us in this room are going to live to be, you know, the average age of the American. So mm-hmm. 80 range. Okay. Mm-hmm. If the odds are against us and that doesn't happen, and we have a young family, kids right. that depend on, you know, the mortgage getting paid, food on the table, things like that. Mm-hmm. So probability would have it that we are going to live to be the average age. Consequentially, if we don't and we do have dependents, it could be absolutely devastational and mm-hmm. some large consequences. So I think that life insurance needs to be specific to the individual, where they're at in their life. And I often find that our customers are surprised at how little it costs to yeah. be able to protect your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we found that for sure. So you had mentioned before, you know, we were talking about life insurance, but you did mention that it's a more important conversation than having, you know, what's the appropriate deductible on your auto.
So
we agree with that, but what is the appropriate way to determine the deductible on your auto? Because that's a big thing it's kind yeah. of the most obvious thing that yeah. people think about, because as Shireen mentioned, yeah. you have to have it. It's not an option.
Yeah, it's
so
a necessity. Yeah. You'll get in trouble if you don't.
Right.
If you're listening
yeah.
to this and don't have it, call Justice right now.
You know, much like our conversation with life insurance, I think it depends on the financial you know, situation of each individual.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when I was younger, for me to come up with $500 if I were to hit a deer was, I don't want to say financially devastating, but it was very, very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
So in my younger years, when I didn't have the financial means that I have now, it was important for me to run a lower deductible on my auto.
Right.
So that I could get my auto repaired without having to, you know, go get a loan to cover my deductible.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are not concerned with a $1,000 deductible if they hit a deer, then it would be probably appropriate to run a higher deductible for them.
That's why people need to talk with an insurance agent, and in particular with Justice Jacobs, the superhero of smart State Farm insurance in Lander.
You gotta get somebody to drop a cartoon here.
Yeah, no, I'm like, Bird, it's a plane. No, it's Justice Jacobs. 990 Main Street in Lander. This is Lander Biz. And just to run down a few things for you, because we really did highlight the bread and butter of what State Farm, their most important and obviously used insurance policies. But we ran down, when you rent a car, your coverage does extend from your auto insurance mm-hmm. with State Farm. So keep that in mind. When you purchase a new auto or trade-in, do you have coverage? Yeah, you have it for 14 days while you're transitioning between the policy or between the vehicles. Correct, Justice?
Correct. Yes.
And then we also talked about your auto that you have at your house in the garage. You're only getting it out for once, you know, 1 month a year, and that's in July when it's dry enough. You're not going to ruin it. Is it covered under your home insurance policy? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yep.
And then, of course, we ran down, you know, their farming and ranching. And so, yeah, just a few little highlights there from this episode here for Lander yeah. Biz that, you know, you really do learn a lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if I might, before we sign off here, you had mentioned earlier, Shireen, that, you know, Justice is an example of someone who left and came back. And we had the two young ladies, you know, on a couple of months ago talking about the new Lander young professionals organization. You know, Justice has very, he was excited to learn about that program, and he's actually going to be helping sponsoring that because he is so interested in our efforts, the Chamber's efforts to try to make sure we have some kind of a program, some kind of opportunities for young folks who move here or come. In the case of those two young ladies, they both moved back. You know, just like you, they went off to the U and they came back and they want to stay here and they want to make professional connections. And so that's exactly what the Lander Young Professionals is about. So we're grateful to you for helping make that possible and to our other sponsors. So that's why I love doing this podcast, this radio show, getting the word out, you know, bragging about our members and really talking about them and how they're not just here simply to make money. They're here to really contribute back to the community, and I love seeing that. And it's just, I'm proud to be connected to folks like that.
Speaking of having a good time, did I hear he's hosting After Hours? Or
he is indeed. It's gonna be
Party.
Tomorrow night.
Or is that? It's gonna play tomorrow. So it'll be tonight. Yeah.
So he's gonna be doing that tonight. It's gonna be at his offices at 990 Main Street. It's gonna start at 5:30, go till about 7. So come on over.
Will there be food?
There will be food.
That's all. Yes.
Ding ding ding.
Yep. Catered hors d'oeuvres and drinks.
Yeah, there awesome. You go. Well, you know, and you know, our friends at the Lander Ambassadors, of course, Justice here is a member. Will be there serving tending bars. They always do. So it's always a good night out. Come on out. And I always stress it is business after hours. So folks should never feel strange about coming and talking up their own business. Yes, the evening is meant to, you know, highlight the host. Of course, tomorrow it'll be Justice and his crew at 990 Main Street. But really, this is about folks getting out there and members of the public too. There's no charge to come to this. Come visit, ask some questions of Justice and his staff, and also come out and meet some of the other people in town who will be there and wanting your business and providing you with goods and services. So that's what this event's all about.
Well, looking forward to it. Justice, thanks for joining us. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I just want to say thanks for the opportunity to connect here on this program through the Chamber. You guys are a great partner. I really appreciate your time, and looking forward to a wonderful 2022 for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to later tonight where I get to have food, refreshments. I don't have to clean up. It's all on Justice and his crew after hours later tonight.
Those wrestling boys, they're nice and strong.
Justice and the Percherons and all that. So,
yeah, it's a wonderful community we live in.
It is.
Thanks to you. Lander Biz. All right. We'll get cheesy off air here. I'm Shireen Herrera, Owen Sweeney, and ladies and gentlemen, Justice Jacobs in the corner to the right wing. So it's almost like a wrestling name, too. There's all kinds of fun with that. Justice Jacobs, of course. Again, make sure you join After Hours later tonight in Lander. 990 Main Street is where his business is located.